Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning.
Hey, hey.
The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, Nevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. I noticed something under your rockstar as you came in this morning. Brought something. Not that
it
you
did.
Not that you have not been generous to a fault over the years, but I see you brought something this morning.
And what is it?
Strawberries.
Strawberries from who?
Pat Clark. Do you get those on the road on the way in?
No. He delivers. Do you know what?
Pat Clark.
Yeah, Instamullen. He's fab. And you've enjoyed them at Bloom and you've enjoyed
them. It's the colour of them and the size of them. They're beautiful.
Here, I'll have one.
Can we open
them? These were handpicked and they were delivered now just there.
It'll be a mess now.
Here we go. Now,
Look at
Marty, what we're doing with them, we're going to talk about macerating them. Sounds really posh and fancy, but we're actually infusing them.
It sounds illegal, is what it sounds like. Anyway, macerating your strawberries.
He's been very kind.
These are beautiful.
Last time I saw you, you were able to fit six of them into your mouth. But I'm only joking, Mark.
They're gorgeous looking.
They are the best.
They're
and
perfect.
He's a great man, Instamullen. I know lots of your listeners have heard about him. And look at the stem, Marty. So something that I never learnt in you as a chef, so stem picking. So when they're picking them, he's 130 people, I think, employed picking strawberries. And so he cuts them and he never touches the fruit. See, I'm touching the fruit like that.
Yeah.
So the sweat from your fingers will actually damage the little membrane on the strawberries, so he loses kind of shelf life. So that's why stem picking is important, and I will taste that one too.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, well, have a go.
Oh, my God.
They're
the best.
Have a go.
He's just fantastic.
It'll be all over me trousers now.
Get him a bib.
So good. Oh, sorry.
They're so consistent.
It's just play a tune and not... I know, I'm only joking. What are you doing for me anyway?
We've some for your team too.
We're coming back to the strawberries in a second.
We are. We're going to do a lovely Jersey milk panna cotta with that.
All right, off you go.
But first of all, we're doing tapas.
Tapas.
We're going to a little bit of Spain and we're doing two tapas. So we are very quick. We're doing patata bravas, which is like a potato wedges, for the want of a better word, with a tomato sauce, spicy tomato sauce. It's one of those classic Pinchos tapas recipes, and this is a little bit spicy. So we'll talk about the rooster potatoes, skin on, cut into wedges. You're going to drizzle them with some oil. He's enjoying that strawberry.
Yeah, sorry.
A little bit of rosemary over that, fresh rosemary, and then a little bit of sea salt. And that goes into the oven at 180. You cook the potatoes for about 15 minutes, or maybe in total, say 25 minutes. So after 15 minutes, turn them over. So you want to get them lovely and golden brown.
Sure.
Okay. So your patata bravas, your sauce. So a little bit of olive oil, one shallot, which is just very finely chopped, and then we have two cloves of garlic crushed. And into that then, we're going to put in some chilli flakes. So you get a lovely little bit of a kick into this, Marty, which is absolutely gorgeous. And this sauce can be made ahead. So we're going to put in chopped tomatoes, smoked paprika, a little bit of tomato puree into that. And then if you wanted to, some roasted peppers, red peppers, you can buy them in a jar.
So now this is interesting because, as you know, I'm not that familiar with like the Spanish food and stuff. So it's quite interesting for me to have a look at here.
And that's why I said we'd do it, because it's a lovely... Say you're having a little dinner party, which I'm kind of thinking about this.
Yeah.
We're coming to the end of September. You know, it's lovely to have friends around, and I just thought these are lovely. You can have your patata bravas made ahead. Well, your sauce made ahead.
Okay.
Which we'll keep. And this sauce is gorgeous with pasta, with grilled chicken or fish, Marty. There's a little bit of a kick from the chilli flakes. So just to recap, you have your shallot. You can use red onion, of course. Garlic, cloves, crushed red peppers, tomato puree, smoked paprika, and then some chopped tomatoes in that. And you cook this all in a saucepan, a lovely little simmer. And then what you do, I usually blend it. So it's like a tomato sauce with a little bit of texture, but it's not too smooth at the same time.
Okay.
That makes sense. Then you serve that with your lovely rooster potatoes, which are patata bravas. Now, I've seen loads of variations. I've seen potatoes baby boils, kind of smashed with a little tea towel to keep them and kind of broken, that's the word, excuse me, and then cooked in the sauce. So there's a few different ways. For this one, which I done for my Spanish food trails last year, I actually roasted the potatoes and served the sauce separate, so your guests or family or friends could chip in. You know, they mightn't like too much of the sauce. No problem.
Right.
So that's one of the elements for the tapas. And now the next one is the baked mushrooms, which are gorgeous. So we're using the big kind of breakfast mushrooms, or the portobello mushrooms, which are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Cleaned, stalk removed. The reason why we move the stalk, usually I use it, but we are going to actually stuff it, and we're going to put in. There's a lovely sausage.
Stuff the stalk.
We're going to stuff the mushrooms, sorry.
I thought to myself,
sorry about that.
Jesus, Cavan gone mad.
Yeah. So, Barney, sorry about that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all right.
So, okay. We're going to talk about an ingredient that I discovered when I was in Mallorca, and it's specific to that island. It's called sobrasada, sobrasada. So it's a sausage to make there. It's not unlike the chorizo, but it's different. It's a little bit more spicier. There's a little bit of a kick. Probably your listeners are saying, well, that's lovely, but where will we get it? You'll get it online. Sheridan's will sell it. James Whelan Butchers. There's lots of specialised shops.
But you can use chorizo if
absolutely.
You can't get that.
That's why I have it in the recipe.
There. Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
There's definitely, if you can look it up and get it, or you might know another kind of spicy Spanish sausage called Ninjua, which is really a bit of a kick. There's chili in it. These are really all new ones to me now, to be truthful with you.
I have no idea.
So the difference, sorry, in sobrasada and chorizo, it's soft. It's kind of like, the best way I can describe it to you, it's like a putty texture. It's soft, like a peanut butter. It's not too hard, where chorizo sometimes can be a little bit firm. So it's definitely made very, very differently. So that goes into your into your mushroom, and then some lovely pine nuts for texture, a little bit of orange, lemon zest, excuse me, and then some dried panko crumbs, which are dried and crunchy. A little bit of chopped parsley, a little drizzle of oil, and literally we bake this off in the oven for about 15 to 20 minutes until the mushrooms are cooked. And then what happens, Marty, the oil that comes out of the chorizo or the sobrasada soaks into the mushrooms and into the breadcrumbs. It's so good.
Sounds lovely.
It's different. It's
I don't
different.
Know it at all. Yeah.
It's different.
Really different.
It's new. It's different. And this was a recipe that I would have done for the RTÉ show last year. And a lot of people asked me, you know, that was very interesting for baked mushrooms.
Yeah.
It would have been something my mother would have done, baked mushrooms with cream cheese or smoked salmon.
Okay.
You know, and breadcrumbs, which is different. But this is definitely moving it up a level. So, Marty, serve that with a little bit of mayonnaise. So you have two very different tapas, the patata bravas and the baked mushrooms.
That's
two very different
lovely.
Ones you have.
Very
you happy
different.
With that?
Yeah, that's very different for me.
You enjoyed your strawberry, did you?
I did. So there's a point in your bringing
exactly.
them.
Right. So we're going to talk about, so that's our little Spanish element. This is our panna cotta originates from Italy. It's called set cream. And usually when they make it with just cream, whereas this is whole Jersey milk. So Jersey milk is from a Jersey cow. It's a breed of cow. it's of this Jersey milk comes from Cork, which I really like. So it's a richer, creamer milk than heavier. It's heavier than regular milk. Excuse me.
All right, okay.
So we'll talk about the panna cotta, then we'll talk about the strawberries. So the panna cotta, we're working 600 mils of the lovely milk into a saucepan with 75 grams of sugar. Bring that to the boil. We're going to flavour that with the zest of lemon. And then one vanilla pod. So you bring that all to the boil. Now we're going to set it with 5 leaves of gelatine. So gelatine, leaf of gelatine is what you're going to set it, and you need to soak that in cold water.
All right.
You lift it out of the cold water and you squeeze it so it becomes really soft and jelly, and then that goes into your warm milk. Now you can make this with cream, so 600 mils of regular cream.
What do you think?
I think the Jersey milk is lovely and light and creamy.
I'm taking a picture of you with the
strawberries.
Before the strawberries go.
Here we go. Hold on. I'll get one in my hand. Hold on here.
Oh, look at this.
Stem picking. Here we go.
Anyone would think you worked in the media.
You're great. With your phone, fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Good man.
Because they'll be gone in 10 minutes.
I know they will. So, Marty, anyway, back to the panna cotta. They can be made ahead and they can freeze, but they'll keep in your fridge for 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
What do we set them in? So you set them with the gelatine. You whisk in the gelatine that you've soaked, and then you set them in a little ramekin or a teacup or, you know, a lovely martini glass, which would be great.
Yes.
But the beautiful thing about panna cottas is that you can unmold them. And one of the best panna cottas I've ever had is in a restaurant called Ella Borsa near Verona, which I know you know that part of the world very, very well. It's the home of tortellinis where they hand roll the pastas. And I'll never forget their panna cotta, but they served it with strawberries with balsamics. That's what we'll talk about next.
Gosh.
So to macerate these lovely strawberries, which are still in season, by the way, because I know we're coming to the end of September. So they're still in season for another few weeks. So get them and keep them. And enjoy them. So our lovely strawberries, you take off the little hull, you cut them in quarters, you put in 2 teaspoonfuls of balsamic, teaspoonful of vanilla extract, and then some chopped basil or mint. You can use either, you can use both. Basil is delicious. So what does macerate mean? It's going to infuse the strawberries. So if your panna cotta made, your infused strawberries, if you can, for an hour or two or overnight is fine. But even the strawberries on their own, just for your listeners, great with pancakes, delicious with pavlova, and great with ice cream.
Oh, great with
remember
pavlova.
The ice cream you were telling me, the ginger one you taste recently in Florida? That would be heaven, an ice cream like that, a vanilla ice cream, and those strawberries. Oh,
they're beautiful.
Marty,
but I'm so impressed with them. They're just gorgeous.
They are brilliant. So you unmold your panna cotta, or you can leave it in whatever dish you want to spoon on the strawberries. And just for me, I recommend to serve that with lovely amaretti or the cantuccini biscuits. You know all these to give it Italian.
Biscuits,
or else a little bit of shortbread.
Yeah.
Any of those will work
gorgeous.
Really well.
That's
it's delicious.
Gorgeous.
And the strawberries for me are the star of the show.
They're beautiful. Mm. No, you're the star of the show, Nevin. The strawberries. So it's a Jersey milk panna cotta with macerated potlock strawberries. And before that, the tapas Patatas bravas.
Patata bravas. I love it.
Bravas and baked, baked mushrooms.
They're both very different now.
People will probably say, will you play Strawberry Fields Forever? Or will we play? And I was thinking, there's a song called Summer Wine.
Okay.
By Nancy Sinatra and Lee Eastwood. And it opens with the line, strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.
Wow.
It's a nice line, isn't it?
You know the lyrics. Yeah. It's so nice.
I'm, that's how sad I am.
And an angel's kiss. That's what you said.
An angel's kiss in spring. It's a lovely idea, isn't it? A lovely idea.
Magic.
Will I play that?
I'd love it.
I was afraid you'd say no. In which case.
When I ever say no
I
to you.
I wasted my time.
Could you imagine?
Anyway, listen, keep the faith. And just remember the recipe is available, Marty, in the morning on the webpage. RT Lyric FM, they're there. And do enjoy. This is lovely.
Thank you.
We'll have another strawberry. Will
you have a great weekend. Here we go. You finish them.
Oh, finish them.
Bring them home to your good wife.
It must be joking.
Look what I bought you.
Tyrion will rob them off me, so we'll get out the door.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.